Cats. He's up top working against Yawkers currently. Kicks over to number 15, Hills. 10 on the shot clock here as the ball's getting swung on. Mountain Home in a man-to-man doing a great job of defense and almost a turnover that comes away. Davis is going to pick it up. She's going to get away for three or for a two. It's going to have the opening score of day 2-0 here. Lady Bobcats take the lead. Looked like Mountain Home had a turnover. Came right into the hands of Riley Davis. Nice inside-outside game as Mountain Home back the other way. Lakin Moore hits it. Hits Livy Faustus on the block. We're tied up at two. Davis back quickly with it for Thayer. She's going to get it in the right wing for three. It's going to be no good by Pierce Mountain Home with the rebound. We're out quickly with it as Moore. Basketball pass to Anna McCorn for two. Layup. Mountain Home back quickly off the rebound. 4-2 with the lead here. Looks like that Thayer's content to slow this game down a little bit. Thayer in the off-court set so far. Going to try to get the ball down low against Brooklyn Mitchell. It's going to go to the top of the key. The shot is going to go up by Wheeler. It's going to hit nothing, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Mountain Home ball leading 4-2 here in this early frame. Mountain Home's going to bring it down. Brooklyn's going to kick it to the left wing. Moore is going to be for a deep three, and it is going to be good. Lakin Moore with five on the night already. Excuse me, that's three on the night. As Anna McCorn has two, and that's the first three. Mountain Home in a hounding defense against Thayer. They're trying to swing it up top. It's going to be kicked out top to Davis for three in the right wing, and it is going to be up and good. Davis, the only scoring so far for Thayer. That's 5 points. Mountain Home back quickly as they get it down low. Livy's going to catch it, kick it out top. Jayla Yonkers for three, rolls around, no good. Livy Faustus with the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Kicks it back out to Yonkers. Yonkers swings it up top. It's going to land in the hands of Mitchell. Mitchell's going to drive just inside the free throw line, put it up, no good, but Livy Faustus there for the rebound. She's going to create space, go up, get fouled, and they're going to say she stepped on the sack, so they're going to give a foul on Livy Faustus. They're going to say Livy Faustus fouled as she was trying to create space there. Her first, team's first.
We got to be at a crazy angle.
Looks like we're going to have a sub here right now. As Wheeler's going to come out and Rigel's going to come in for the Lady Bobcats. Finally got Matt Sharp joining me here. Is he coming from the new gym?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we are underway. I appreciate your patience with us as we've been making the transition. So, we are underway. Ball's being rotated over on the left side. Let's see who we got there.
That's Davis up top. Okay, that's their stud. That's the one we're watching out for tonight.
All right.
Davis is going to take it on the left side. She's going to kick it out for the left three. Going to ride around. No good.
But right there for the rebound was Weigel. She gets it and puts it back up and in. All right. So McCart with it. She's going to try to throw it over on the right side to Mitchell. Goes kind of between her legs and out of bounds. And that's going to be a turnover against the
Lady Coleman Bombers. In for the first time for the Lady Bombers tonight.
Glad to see her and Sarah Williams back
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's
in
awesome. I'm excited.
It's wearing a little bit of a kind of I'm trying to think what you call that.
Wristband. It's just some tape on there. You have to protect that.
All right, here is Pierce with it. She will kick it over to Hillis. Ball goes over back on the left side. Now Hillis has it in the corner. Over to Davis. Davis is going to go into the lane for the layup. It will not go, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
Matt Mountholm's looking quickly to try to go off defense to offense here on this slide.
Putting up the three is Mitchell. Couldn't get it to go. Coleman gets a rebound. She's fouled on the way back up, and she'll head to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's what you get with Witten there. She's kind of that Johnny on the spot, that glue person. Kind of gets in, gets an offensive rebound. Like to see her get to the line here.
So who they give that foul to there. Didn't catch it there. But Witten Coleman gets the first one.
Yeah, we're in a corner here. The very, very corner is you're going to see by the camera angle once you get to Bomber Sports. If you're listening on Bomber Sports, it's coming right now.
So Coleman's second free throw is up. No good. And foul will be calling the rebound.
Yeah, they're going to get McCarn going over the back right there, Matt.
All right. Is that her first?
That's her first.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to do the book too. I'm not very good with that.
That's all right. Same bounce pass goes to Davis. Mount Home going with the full court press as she's met by a double team, but she is able to get it into the front court and avoid the 10-second count. Ball knocked away, but Pierce is able to get it right back. Pierce has it in the left corner. She's going to throw it up top to Riegel. Riegel is going to be fouled on the travel.
Yeah, good call.
So 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. Mount Home's going to get it back. Has her up 8-7.
Yeah, Witten's just hounding Davis. She comes in. A 10-second. Yeah, almost got a 10-second. We've been missing that defensive presence for her. That's deep.
Yonkers with the deep three. No good. Offense rebound from McCart. She puts it back up and in. Anna McCart with four. And Mitchell almost stole the pass in the backcourt, but ran out of real estate there on the far sideline.
Got a hand on the ball. That's what kind of extended pressure. Now Mount Home's going to drop back into a little 1-3-1 look on this zone.
Normally we'd say they're moving left to right, but where we're situated, it's kind of up and down now.
Yeah. So I said left to right. I gave us on that.
Yeah, there we go. Ball is knocked away. Oh, they're going to say off of Riegel, and so Mount Home's going to get back with 3:12 left to play in the first quarter. They're up 10-7. Riegel's going to check out the game as she is replaced by someone who wasn't on my roster. The mysterious number 24, we'll call her. Here is Yonkers. She will give it to Mitchell. Mitchell gets back between a couple defenders and draws contact.
Yeah, I tell you, the way this flow already looks, the kick in and out, the Lady Bombers putting pressure on the Lady Bobcats right now. If you're watching on Bomber Sports, we know we don't have video right now, guys. We're trying. We do now, Dylan says. We're trying to get everything set up after the big move from the inside gym to this outside gym.
The ball is knocked away, Moore's there to pick it up. She's going to give it to Mitchell in the left corner for the three. Good!
Let's go. Inside-outside game. Witten got both feet in the lane, kicked it out to Lakin. Lakin, one extra pass, turned down a good shot for a great shot. That's how this Lady Bomber offense is supposed to roll.
Her first 3 points of the night, and Mount Holmes up 13-7. 2:36 left to play in the first. Ball goes in the lane to Davis. She gets the jumper, and Thayer quickly calls timeout right after that.
Yeah, I think that's Davis has seven of the nine.
Seven, yep. So we will break with 2:32 left to play in the first. It is Mount Home leading Thayer 13-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Coming out of the timeout with 2:32 left to play in the first quarter. The Lady Bombers up 13-9.
I did miss. Our opening tip was brought to you by Clear Results Glass, one of which the Lady Bombers won.
All right, here's Mitchell with it. She was going to throw it over on the right side to Moore, and she's called for the travel.
Yeah, shuffle those feet a little bit, tried to do a little pump fake, get around her defender, and she kind of walked with it when she did.
Libby Fossus will check back in for Mount Home as Anna McCartan takes a seat.
Mount Home still in this extended 1-3-1.
Ball does go into the front court with Hillis on the left side. Her pass knocked away, and here's Mitchell with it. She's back, gives it to Moore for the layup. Good.
Yeah, nice turnover, straight defense to offense there. Nice pass by Lakin to get ahead, or Brooklyn to get ahead. The Lakin has backcourt, yep.
It is. And so another turnover against the Lady Bobcats. Back-to-back turnovers.
I'll tell you, this extended, I love when you start to see teams be unselfish there. Brooklyn had the ball.
Yeah.
The pass earlier, Lakin gave up a good shot for a great shot. That last possession, Brooklyn gave up a good shot for a great shot. That's what it's all about.
Moore checks out of the game as Aston Ferris comes in. Here is Fossus with it on the left side. She'll give up top to Yonkers. Now Mitchell has it on the left. She'll give it to Coleman, who puts up the three. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Davis. She throws it quickly into the front court to Pierce. Gives it back to Davis, who has it on the right side. Back over to Pierce in the right corner. Now going to the lane, and it looks like the shot looks like it had a little was partially blocked actually by a body.
Yeah,
by Curley. Here is Coleman. She's going to try another three. In and out. Offensive rebound for Fossa. She puts it back up. Won't go. And this time the rebound comes to Hillis.
It's two good shots in a row by Witten, honestly. Normally, I don't know that she's one to take the three, but those are two in a row that just didn't go down for her.
Three by Thayer wouldn't go, but they chased down the offensive rebound, set back up with it. Here is Hillis going into the lane. Her left won't go, and a foul's been called. A displacement foul called on Riley Davis.
Great job. Mountain Home up 15-9 with 58 seconds left here in this first quarter. Great job there by Addison Ferris, who came in, and great positioning, good box out, drew the foul.
Witten Coleman and Brooklyn Mitchell both take a seat as Lakin Moore comes back in, and Lakin Anderson's in as well for the first time tonight. Here is Moore with it on the left side. Gives out to Yonkers. Over to Ferris. To Anderson in the paint. She will kick it back out to Ferris. Over to Yonkers. To Moore. Back to Yonkers. 39 seconds left to play in the first quarter. To Ferris. She's going to try for the three.
Let's go. Great shot by Addison. Great passing. Perimeter passing by the Lady Bombers.
Shot clock is off. Mount Home's up 18-9. Here is Mount Home almost coming up with another steal, but ran out of real estate there on the near side.
Pounding defense. Mount Home already with 18 points in this first quarter.
25.2 left to play in the opening period as Thayer will inbound it. Ball go inbound pass goes to Davis. Her pass knocked away, and Moore comes up with the steal.
Great hands by Livy Fossness. Lakin came around the steal, but Livy Fossness got good hands on that ball to get it towards Mountain Home.
Yonkers with it. She'll dribble into the paint, put up the jumper, won't go, but draws contact.
Matt, that should be illegal in girls' basketball. Spin move, that's the good.
Who they give that foul to?
Man, I can't tell you, to be honest with you. The officials have their back to us when they're calling it. And
there's no PA in this old gym. But Jalen Yonkers will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot, no good.
Mount Home girls setting up their press, it looks like. We're going to make Thayer take the all 10.9 seconds before they can get a shot off, hopefully.
Yonkers does get the second free throw, her first point of the night. Mount Holmes leads double digits now. And with 10.9 seconds left, here is Hillis with it. She's going to be met by a double team. Gives it to Davis. Now ball goes over into front court to Pierce. They're going to have to put up the shot. She gives it to Davis. She's going to put up the long three to beat the buzzer. It won't go. And we've come to the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. It is Mount Home leading Thayer 19-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Hi, this is Tracy at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on December 6th at 8 a.m. Get in the Christmas spirit with performances from the Cotter and Mountain Home High School choirs and the Bomber Bell Dance Team. Come to our location next to Hickory Park to network with your neighbors and enjoy a cup of coffee from Cove. All are welcome to share about their businesses, organizations, and upcoming events. Hope to see you Friday, December 6th for Coffee Talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance.